This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
You know what? Let's talk about Kate Constable. Her record this season in the NBA is awesome. We got to bring her in to talk about some basketball.
Here to lay down the law.
Very grateful to you, Constable.
Thank you, Constable.
With her favorite picks for today.
Here's Clark. She fires and goes!
It's Kate Constable.
And may the Schwartz be with you.
Here we go. She comes to us live from Chicago, Illinois. You hear her across the BetQL network doing terrific work. Doesn't matter if it's videos. Sometimes she fills in on this show. She's also co-host of The Better Angle, Saturdays from 4 to 7 in the East. She is Kate Constable. Kate, good morning to you. Great to see you as usual. And have you ever set a record of any sort? Could be a local record, a world record, any sort of record whatsoever.
Oh, interesting question. First of all, good morning, guys. I can't think of a time that I really have. I wish I could had an answer for you, because that would mean like I was, you know, really either athletic, good at something, really smart. But no, I don't think I've set any records. I did watch the cheese ball video, though. My husband ran into the room the other day and he was like, "You've got to check this out." And I thought it was the stupidest thing in the world until I kept watching it. And like, people are crazy. The crowd that was that amassed there and was chanting for this man, it was incredible. Like, it just kind of made me want to be there. I was a little confused, Chelsea. Like, he looked like he was struggling getting down that jug of cheese balls. And I agree with you. Cheese balls are, like, light and airy. You should be able to eat a lot of them. And he was a decent-sized male. I think he could – he should have been able to get down that bucket a little bit easier than he made it look. And maybe that was for the theatrics of it, to, like, act like he was struggling. But that was that was incredible stuff. Maybe that's the record I should go for, is how many jugs of cheese balls I can get down. See if that can be put in the Guinness World Record.
Oh, you're going to take this guy on head to head. That would be awesome. In fact, I think they should do this instead of have Oakland A's games. Like, just take the A's out. Like, nobody goes their games anyway. So just replace them with this guy. Yeah, replace them with this guy eating cheese balls. But, Kate, I will say, I have been grabbing my popcorn for this round of the NBA postseason. We had a great game between the Knicks and the Sixers last night, ending in what was a crazy fashion from Tyrese Maxey really closing down the game. So let's look forward to tonight's slate. We have a game that maybe is not quite as interesting. The Celtics are laying 14.5 against the Heat tonight. The Celtics lead the series 3-1. Is there anything worth betting on in this game?
Yeah, this is a tough one because, it's up to 14.5 in some places, and that's crazy. That I almost want to lean towards the Heat to cover, just because the Heat are a team that, despite who's on the floor, they're not just going to roll over at the end of the game. Like, a lot of teams would just kind of throw in the towel, you know, eight minutes left in the fourth, you're down by 20. That's not this Miami Heat team, even if their season is going to be over within minutes. So I lean towards the Heat. That's not, I don't think I'm actually going to end up playing that, just because that feels kind of crazy. I'm going to take the Heat under their team total at 92.5. They've stayed under 90 points in games 3 and 4, so their last two. They only went over this number by 1.5 in game 1. So nearly 3 of the 4 games have been below this number. And Jaime Jaquez is out tonight. And, I mean, he was a bench player for the majority of the season. He was inserted into the starting lineup for this series with Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier out. And now having him out tonight, I think that's going to be a big blow. He's averaging just under 13 points per game. And when you're talking about a team that together collectively is, averaging less than 100 points per game, like, that's a big chunk. He's also that player that keeps balls alive, plays alive. He'll get on the floor, go after those 50-50 balls, kind of that hustle player, even more so than, you know, every player on the Heat is. It's Heat culture, right? But I think he's going to be a big factor in this one. And without him, I'm not sure the Heat are really going to have too many scoring options or enough to get over this number of 92.5 plus without Porzingis. I'm not concerned in this series, not having Kristaps Porzingis in this game. The Heat have been fine without him. But I sometimes wonder, you know, when a team loses a star player, their teammates pick up the slack. They ramp things up a little bit. And I think this is a spot where the Celtics, they just decide, you know what, we're not going to play with our food. Let's close this out. And they lock down on the defensive end. So Heat's team total under 92.5 is my play here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We are chatting with Kate Constable, host of The Better Angle. Check it out each Saturday from 4 to 7 in the East. She is a contributor across the BetQL network. Oh, I like seeing this. We got the Mavericks laying 2.5 with 3, depending on where you get it. Take it on the Clippers tonight. I am all over Dallas, but who are you on?
Ooh, I like it. Squad play, Jinx. I'm all over Dallas. As well, I like that at BetMGM. You can get minus 2.5. I've seen it at 3 other places, but hey, grab it at 2.5. That's a great number. This is kind of all about the Mavs getting off to a hot start. In the two games in which they got down early, games 1 and game 4, they lost both of those. They were able to kind of climb back in the second half, especially in game 4, but ultimately just, you know, a little too late. But if you don't get yourself in a 20-point hole in the first quarter, in the first half, Dallas has been okay. Clippers also shot 54% from the field, 62% from deep in that game 4 in which they won, but barely, because the Mavericks did come back in that one. But I think we see a little bit of shooting regression for the Clippers. They're not going to be able to continue on at that clip, especially from three-point land. Kawhi Leonard's still out. That really doesn't matter a whole lot for me. I mean, he's an unbelievable player, but the Clippers have lost when he's been in the game. They've won when he's been out of the game. So I'm not really factoring his absence into this one a whole lot. I do like the fact that Dallas grabbed 14 offensive rebounds in that game 4. They're active on the glass. If they can shoot a little bit better, not get into a hole early, I think they can have success tonight. Plus, we've seen them win on the road. We've seen the Clippers win on the road. This isn't like one of those series where the home team wins every time. So I'm taking the Mavs, laying the points.
All right, Kay. So one of the more interesting aspects of this postseason thus far has been the anointing of the new young superstars. Anthony Edwards feels like he has risen. And it feels like a series in which we saw the Timberwolves go from a young team that maybe you can't trust to a team that looks like a real contender, sweeping the Suns. But next up, they've got the Denver Nuggets. Do you think the T-Wolves stand a chance?
Yeah, I do. I really actually like the Wolves in this series. If you think back to last postseason, the Nuggets and Wolves played in the first round. That only went 5 games. But that was the Nuggets came out after they won the title and said the Wolves were their toughest series despite it only going 5 games. Minnesota presents a ton of matchup issues for Denver. And Anthony Edwards, with the way he's playing, the confidence that he has right now, he's going to be really good in this series, and I'm not sure who on the Nuggets team is going to slow him down. I mean, you could put Caldwell Pope. I was missing the first name. KCP, you put him on. I mean, Edwards can cook him, I think. Maybe they go Aaron Gordon for some size, some physicality, but then that leaves Karl Anthony Towns. Who's going to guard him? Rudy Gobert. He's not going to stop Nikola Jokic. No one can, but Rudy Gobert's the defensive player of the year, most likely one of the best protectors in the league. You then have Jaden McDaniels. You have Anthony Edwards again on the defensive end to slow down Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, and Jamal Murray's health could be a little bit of a concern. I mean, he was dealing with that calf strain. Obviously, it didn't affect him too much in that game 5 against the Lakers. But if that's an issue at all in this series, that's going to be a massive blow. Also, Chelsea, you mentioned like Anthony Edwards coming off the series with the Suns. Everyone is talking about him. Everyone's high on him. I think maybe you're paying a little bit of tax for Minnesota early in this series. But I think so. Maybe you look at the Nuggets in this first game. But then if Minnesota loses, I think you jump on Minnesota series prices. I mean, even right now, you can get Minnesota at +1.5 for -120. Again, I think that's a little tax on Anthony Edwards just being so good against the Suns. But I think this is a long series. I see this going 6-7 games, and I would definitely sprinkle a little on Minnesota to win the series. And whoever wins this series, they're likely going to win the Western Conference final. So you might even sprinkle a little on that as well.
She is Kate Constable, host of The Better Angle, Saturdays from 4 to 7 in the East, a contributor across the BetQL network, and a fan of Cheese Puff videos. Is that correct? Maybe you've come around just a little bit, Kate?
I think I got to add that into the Twitter bio. Fan of cheese balls. Cheese ball videos.
Why not? Why not? Kate, we always appreciate the time. I'm glad we're on the same side as far as the Mavs go, and have a fantastic Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. You too. We'll see ya.
Oh, I don't know, Chelsea. Am I going to add the Mavs to the card? I'm going back and forth. I got 3 picks on the card. I think I might add one more. I'm either going one more baseball pick or the Mavs. I don't know. Are you going to go with one bet? When are you going to put a big card out there for us? Come on.
Well, that's not my style. And I feel like, knock on wood, I've been doing like okay lately. So why would I change my style now? Like, if it's not broken, don't fix it, right?
Oh, Chelsea. Break it.
What?
No, you're right. I don't know. You're right. You're right. I can't knock what's working for you. So I'm just trying to get on the right side. I feel like I've just been on a grind for like 3 weeks. Some weeks I'm up, some weeks I'm down, which I know that's how sports betting goes. But I just want a good, solid, like awesome week. And I'm waiting for it to come home. So I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to go big card tonight. At least 4. That's a pretty good card, right? Like, right there in the middle.
That's not huge. Like, that's normal size. Like 4, you know. So I think it's coming for you. That's how betting is. Eventually your day will come. Maybe that day is today.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.